usually you will be able to contact your own bloodline. But once in a while, when people are unclear or they think they're fancy pants or something like this, they can do whatever they want and they are unrespectful or unaware of the power in non-physical reality, they get what is called a, in common terms, poltergeist activity. And many researchers have uncovered the parallel happenings of young children, for example, whose minds roam quickly from here to there, that there is often extreme poltergeist activity around young children. Sometimes people step into the world of the occult, and they are really probing, and they want to know, and they reach too far. And they can contact some very, very strange energies, energies that can manifest in any form. And one thing we want you to realize is that the non-physical reality can feed off of your emotionality. So that if you get highly curious and that you are easily baited, or if you get into fear, the things can use your emotionality, that raw emotion that you are putting out as energy. They can use it to make a link with your world and to create what you call manifestations. And there are many stories out and about of this capacity. And these manifestations can be termed non-local, meaning that you may be on the phone with someone, and you may be saying, look, I've got this bizarre manifestation here, and this is creeping me out. And the person that you are speaking to may be involved in the same pursuit of the unusual, and may find that they have the exact same parallel manifestation in another part of the country. That is what we mean by non-local, that these things can appear outside of space and time, or irregardless of space and time. So always a precaution to all of you when you are dealing with non-physical and making contact with those realms. Be clear, be grounded, and do not fall for any flattery, or do not delude yourself into thinking and making, let's say, the square fit into the round hole. You understand?
Uh-huh.
It's just very important, because you will be getting more psychic, and as we see it, and we've been saying it for a long time, as the nanosecond proceeds, there will be deeper and more extensive contact with those who have already passed over, meaning the dead will be very supportive of the living. So, anything else, Bob?
Well, just to finish that up, I do feel like, although sometimes there does seem to be a verbal aspect to the communication in general, it's more an emotional contact, and I do feel like there's such a strong support, and that there almost is something they're communicating, and to put it into words, it's almost the theme, I think, so much of it is they almost made a commentary on our modern lifestyle and how crazy it is, and I think maybe just because they all come, the ones that I contact are all from a slower time, and that seems to be the common theme, that they say, you know, slow down, you know, and don't get sucked into this, you know, modern, you know, it's like you're in this world, but do your best to, you know, remember all the things you know about the natural world, and just so it seems like they do have a message at the same time that overall feels like a general support, because I've never really asked them to do anything other than help me learn how to communicate with them.
Right. And it's true that many times what you will get from the other side is an emotionality of love, although once in a while you'll get someone who say, what are you bugging me for? Who do you think you are? Why do you want me? And that is usually an ornery sort that is not figured out that they are dead, or that kind of thing. But keep the doors wide open, and also exercise restraint in giving your power away. And of course, it is very true that advice from we and many others would be to slow down. You live in this reality with its ever-increasing pace of life, and yet all of us who do not live in it find it sometimes quite appalling.